Good morning. So often in the spiritual journey, in the walk of faith, in our trying to be followers of Christ, we'll oftentimes use this wording that we are seeking God, we are looking to find God, find the holy, seek, search, and find God. It's very common to speak like that. I oftentimes do. But when we look at the scriptures, what we oftentimes see is something quite different offered to us. And this difference is so powerfully presented to us in our scriptures today, actually in three of our scriptures this morning. It's this idea that not so much are we seeking God, are we looking to find God, but that God seeks us, that God finds us. And the incredible realization is that God has found us. We have been found. We've been found since the beginning of creation. God, the Creator, created creation and created us and found us and knows us and loves us. Many have said that perhaps God created creation, created all that we know, in order to be in relationship with us. So the work of finding is really much done more by God in finding us, in seeking us. Remember in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve hide from God. And what's the first thing that God says to Adam and Eve? The first words that are recorded that the story shares that God says to Adam and Eve, "Where are you? Where are you?" God has found us. God seeks us. And God knows when we've been lost or wandered, God reaches out to us. And I want to look at our three readings this morning to really make a point about this, because I think it's a significant one for us. In the first reading we heard this morning from the book of Samuel, we see Eli and Samuel. Samuel is a young boy at this time. His mom has given him over to the temple to be raised. And Eli, one of the priests, is given charge of raising Samuel. Now, Eli has not done the greatest job in his own life with his own sons, and that's a whole other story. But Eli is given charge. And the story is that Samuel, probably about 11 years old, is in the temple, and he hears his name, Samuel, Samuel. And he runs to Eli, and he says, "You called me." And Eli says, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." And this happens a few times. Samuel hears his name until Eli realizes, with Eli's wisdom and being a mentor to Samuel, says to Samuel, "This is the Lord calling you," and directs him how to respond. And the story says Samuel hears his name again, called out by God. And what does Samuel say? "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Notice he's not saying, "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking," which oftentimes is the way we look at our relationship with God or look at prayer. "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking." No. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." To learn and discover that God calls us by name and knows us and has found us and calls us into relationship. Then in the psalm we prayed together this morning a little while ago, Psalm 139, which is, I'll tell you, it's my favorite psalm. Of all 150 psalms, it is my favorite psalm. And again, look at the first verse, which we said together. "Lord, you have searched me out and known me." Hear that again? "Lord, you have searched me out and known me." It doesn't say, "Lord, I have searched you out and finally found you." But no. "Lord, you have searched me out and known me." You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. And that verse 12, another one of my favorite verses in this psalm. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Just the intimacy of that poetry. It's such powerful, powerful poetry. Samuel, Samuel, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. And then look at our gospel reading. Look at the gospel reading this morning. It's there again. And when Candy read the gospel this morning, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. And what's the next verse? He found Philip. He found Philip. It doesn't say that Philip found Jesus, but Jesus found Philip and said to him, follow me. Jesus found Philip and said, follow me. And what's the first thing Philip does after hearing that call to follow Jesus? He says, Philip found Nathanael. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, and the story is he tells Nathanael of Jesus who he's discovered, and there's this conversation going back and forth from Nathanael, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was pretty much almost an unknown town, maybe about 400 people, and this Jesus comes forth from Nazareth, and they have this conversation. Samuel, Samuel, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Lord, you've searched me out and known me. Jesus found Philip, and Philip found Nathanael, and Jesus found both of them. And Jesus has found you. God calls each of us by name because we are known. We have been found. And if we can live into that, making up a word here, if we can live into that foundedness, knowing that we have been found by God, opening our lives to that wonder, to that relationship, to that call, to that life, even in the midst of challenging times, either in our own lives or in the world around us, we've been found. All of creation has been found by this incredible creating God. From the beginning of creation, from the beginning of time, God has known us and calls us forth. What does foundness look like? It can look like many things. But let me suggest to you that as we gather on this weekend, we'll remember the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. There's an example of foundness. There's an example of knowing God's love, of knowing God's care, and knowing that God then challenges us to go forth, to continue to find, to continue to call out that presence in our world, in each other, in our society. Martin Luther King was a prophet. A prophet. And I always want to reiterate this. A prophet is not someone who tells the future. A prophet is not just someone who has dreams or visions or some sort of self-revelation that tells of the future. But rather, a prophet is someone who tells the present. A prophet is someone who sees the present. A prophet is someone who is found and from that foundedness calls out where it is missing, where it's not there. And Martin Luther King lived his life challenging us, calling us, stepping up against oppression, stepping up against racism, stepping up against poverty, stepping up against injustice in education, in opportunity, in the right to vote, Martin Luther King stood up in his time because he lived from his foundness and called out where that foundness was not present. And on this weekend, we can certainly admire Martin Luther King. A huge impact on my life. Huge impact on my life as I was growing up. But we can't stop there. We need to live into our foundness. We need to stand up now in this day, in this time, as we gather just 3 days before the inauguration of Joe Biden as our next president and Kamala Harris as our new vice president. We have to stand up in our foundness and call out injustice, call out racism, call out poverty, call out inequality. We need to live in our times and to challenge our times, because that is, in many ways, the history of this country. In many ways, it's the history of this nation. We've never really lived into the fullness of that. It isn't about making something great again. We've never been fully into the dream that the founders of this nation had. Even the founders had their faults and their challenges. But the dream, and the dream that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King presented to us, is before us, calling us, leading us to the dream that God has for this creation, for this world. But we're not there yet. And we need to be part of that work, part of that struggle, part of that challenge. We need to voice what we need to make known in this world. And not only was Martin Luther King a prophet, he was a martyr. So often, folks don't want to hear that kind of love, that kind of challenge, that kind of message, and we just make it go away. Make it go away. Not listening, not hearing is not what Samuel said. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Not, I don't want to hear it. We are challenged to hear God calling us in our time, to step up in our time. And that gives me hope. That gives me hope as I watch the news and see our nation's capital encircled by fences, encircled by military. It's the time we're in, but I have hope that we can play a role in changing this world and making a difference. And we're challenged to do that. I'd like to share a quote with you from Martin Luther King, who said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of convenience and comfort, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." Let us stand during this time of challenge, divisiveness, controversy. Let us stand together, realizing that we have been found by God. And that is our strength, that is our hope, as we continue this journey of our faith, and this journey of our country, as we go forth today from this place, fed and nourished by God's presence. God bless.